Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And hey, Bill, CJ, I forgot to mention, not only did I meet the producer from that movie Barracuda when we were at the scuba show in Long Beach, that had nothing to do with diving, and she was a little off. And, you know, we talked to Valentina, we talked to movie stuff and ghost hunting, that kind of thing. I did meet the one of the stars that are supposedly working with Ed Asner from this Rainbow Reef TV show that we've talked about. That there, this is like Seinfeld meets a dive shop.
Is that about Jeff Gordon's pit crew?
I don't know. They haven't started filming yet, but I did meet the guy, and he seemed like a nice guy. And he says, you know, this production is going forward.
I'm having a really good time. I climb behind Mr. Asner like I'm a baby koala, and I just entwine my fingers into his back hair.
You know, he doesn't sound anything like that, but he does kind of look like a koala, actually more of a panda size.
I gotcha.
But nice guy. Him, his wife, and his little kid were there at the scuba show, wandering and shaking babies, kissing hands, that kind of thing. But so who knows?
Just like this thing may go. Just like a koala with the back hair, and then I eat the insects that I find.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't look at me.
Yeah, really. That's disturbing.
I don't know.
But anyway, these are things that could happen. Whether the show ever takes off or gets done, well, time will tell. But every little bit helps. You know, it's all about if they're talking about diving and featuring it in some way, it's a good thing. We want to lift that boat. We want to create more awareness for scuba for everyone. And that's what our buddy Billy C here from Scuba Nation does as well. They got their show here in Florida that airs on Sunshine Network, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, buddy?
Boys, what you doing? Good to hear from you guys again, man.
Yes, One Nation Underwater. That's their thing there at Scuba Nation.
One Nation Underwater. I just came up from the water. Three dives today in Key Largo. Three on a six-pack boat, man. It was nice.
You are a maniac. I got to say, Billy and Mitch, the hosts of Scuba Nation, are two of the most energetic folks I have ever met. And if anybody was made for this type of TV show, it's definitely those two. And it's infectious. They're great guys. Good guys.
Good. That's what you want to say. You have a guest on the show, and you say he may infect us.
It's all about lifting up the industry and getting people to the sport, man. That's
what
it's about.
Well, absolutely. And that's what you do on Scuba Nation. Check it out, scubanation.com. So you're down there in Key Largo diving today. I know I had talked to you a few weeks ago when Catherine was down there. This great white was pinged down there in the Florida Keys, and Billy's on the phone. He goes, I said, you hear about that? He goes, yeah, I'm trying to go dive with her tomorrow. I'm like, so they're like, you're tracking down this
6-foot seas, and I couldn't convince anyone to go, and we couldn't find a cow to kill and bring it out there with us.
Yes.
To get it to the boat.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
Greg, I wish, man. If I could get footage of a great white shark, like that, that would have been terrific.
Okay.
Another day.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're trying to recruit dive buddies and say, hey, I want to, take the carcass of a cow out with me, that's probably not the best opening line, Billy, to expand your dive buddy list.
You're probably right. But, you're probably right.
That could just be me. Hey, I don't know. Just saying.
Think of the stink.
Oh, yeah. The mess. It would be, just the heavy lifting would turn me off. But anyway.
You'd have to tip like hell, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Thing to the boat, Greg. Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, okay. Fair enough. All right, so you're down there. Are you guys filming your TV show, or what are you doing lately there, Billy, what's going on?
Yeah, man, we actually just got back from Grand Bahama, and we did a little thing in the Keys today, and then we're jumping on a plane and going to Saba on Tuesday. So you've been to Saba. You know how great the diving in Saba is. So, dude, tell me, what can I expect when I go to Saba?
Well, first of all, you're flying in. I've never flown in. I've only been to the airport. And the first big question for you is, will you make it in alive? Because Saba has the shortest airport or shortest runway in the world, or one of the shortest runways in the world. They have to have a special certification to even allow pilots to fly in there. So that'll be your first adventure.
I'm putting Mitch in the front. He's going to be in the cockpit, and we're going to strap a GoPro to his head. I'm going to wear scuba diving gear, because if it goes off the runway into the water, I am just going to start scuba diving. It'll be my first wreck I do. It'll be the airplane wreck.
Well, for what it's worth, on both ends of the runway are rocks. So I don't think that's going to help you too much.
I have to rethink that, then.
You know what? Maybe one of those spelunking helmets with the light on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's a good idea.
Well, actually, I was telling Billy when we talked this week about him going to Saba, I said that is where Mermaid Tiffany... That's where we shot the bookmark that we had at the dive shows, Bill. Remember, as a matter of fact, I got one right here. Check this out. This picture right here was shot at the Tide Pools, which is at the end of the Saba runway at the airport there. It's called the Tide Pools. It's a little swimming area they have for the locals, but it's a very unique formation of volcanic land masses and real jaggedy type of thing. You know, okay, Bill's a Trekkie. And you know that scene where Captain Kurt's fighting the alien that looks like they're on Mars or something?
Okay, you've just described every single episode, but go on.
Right. Well,
wait a sec. Let's see if we can narrow it down. Does he eventually have sex with them, and does his shirt come off?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so now we can cross off two episodes. It's not the one with Tribbles. All right, go on.
But they all look the same. It all looks like same terrain. That's exactly what it looks like right there at that point, these tide pools in Saba, very jaggedy, reddish-type rock.
I love how you describe it, because now I don't need to go there, because you've described it to me so fully, I don't need to go. Thanks.
Well,
you can watch it on the show, too, man. We're going to try it. I mean, come on. Hopefully we don't end up there unintentionally.
I say you guys, put on a Star Trek shirt, have Mitch dress up as a Tribble or some kind of lizard man kind of thing, and you shoot your own scene right there at the Tide Pools in Saba for Scuba Nation. That would be I would watch for that. Heck yeah, man. That would be huge.
Maybe the Halloween episode.
It sounds like the open of the show.
There you go. So you got that to look forward to. And then you can go up into the mountain of Saba and do some stuff up there. It's very, very lush and tropic. The volcanic activity of the island makes it very, the greenery and stuff. The rainforest is just beautiful. Now, of course, underwater, which is what we're talking about diving-wise, they got just a plethora of underwater critters there at Saba, which explains why I've been there like seven times now. We're going back ourselves again in October. So what you want to look out for underwater is they have, two critters that stand out in my mind are the frogfish. You find frogfish down there in Saba, which is kind of unique. And I believe it's, is it batfish? No, that's not right. There's a unique type of bat
fish. Is it a bat? Because there is a bat fish.
Batfish. I mean, batfish are
really
weird.
Pointed
nose.
Yeah.
Camouflage fish like the frogfish.
Well, they maybe it is batfish. I think it is. But
probably is.
They just sit in the muck kind of thing. And that's what it is. So in Saba, you can find the batfish, and those are kind of wild looking. I mean, the dive site for the batfish is just, it's kind of mucky sand, and you just look around like, hey, what the hell is that thing? And then fans out, and he has some colorful thing, kind of like a flying gnard.
Is that
type
in the
of
cave?
Deal,
like
they got weird feet on them
bat
or some
cave?
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
there's Robin Fish, Batman.
The third encounter, because I've been looking up that on the website, and that dive site is like world class. I think they deem it one of the best dive sites in the Caribbean. So just curious, did you do that one?
You know, the third encounter doesn't ring a bell. I mean, we did the Pinnacles, and we did Diamond Rock.
That's the Pinnacle.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the name of the dive site. I think it's called Third Encounter, but it's that pinnacle that looks like a finger that just comes up from the bottom of from the ocean.
Yeah, that is unique. And, the Pinnacle, it comes up out of the ocean, but it actually, the top of it's still like at 90 feet, so it's still kind of on the deep side. But it's sure. not that big, but it's just covered with life and color and stuff like that. That's a cool one. And Diamond Rock, which is an amazing little feature there off the coast of Saba. Very picturesque, topside as well as underwater. So, yeah, you got some great dives ahead of you. I saw my biggest lobster ever was in the island of Saba, for sure. Right. So, that then, you know, a lot of the areas there, some of those sites are protected pretty well by the locals, so they take care of the critters and they can get kind of big and that kind of stuff. So that's always a plus for divers. So you're going to have
Can't wait to highlight it.
Yeah. And then the people there in Saba are very, very friendly and hospitable, and you got to go up to the top of the mountain and have a cocktail. All right, hold on, Billy. We got to talk about some other stuff that they are planning, as well as Saba. Our friend Billy C. there from Scuba Nation hanging with us on Scuba Radio. That's coming up next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterk.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio, the world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all love Scuba Radio.
We are speaking with our friend Billy C. from Scuba Nation TV. And by the way, you can go to scubanation.com and check out their website and their, you know, where the show's playing. And Fox Sports is throughout Florida and beyond, right? And DirecTV. You can find it all over.
Great. Yeah. All the episodes are on the website too, man. So you can watch all the episodes online as well.
Absolutely. Now, Billy, I got to tell you that, you know, CJ is in the studio here with us today. He's one of my dive students, and he was actually the one who first introduced me to Scuba Nation. And he said, "Greg, I came across this TV show. You got to check it out, and it's pretty cool." And da, da, da.
I DVR it. I never miss an episode.
There you go.
Big fan.
CJ, you're my hero. I love you. You are now on the show.
Dude.
You come down to the Keys. You call me up. You're on the show now, CJ.
Well, you know what? We were actually sort of on the show about 2 years ago, and you guys did the Captain Slate creature.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, when we were down there.
When you're petting the nurse sharks?
Yeah.
We were on that show.
CJ, Damn it, you were on that dive, huh? Nice.
I've seen myself on TV.
Weird.
On Scuba Nation.
Let's do it again. The encore performance of CJ only on Scuba Nation.
He's like, look, that fat ass, that's mine.
Exactly.
That
bald CJ's head.
Right up there with Mitch's and mine as well.
So, yeah.
But listen, where's Mitch? Is he around?
Oh, yeah, dude, we're sitting at Sundowners. We just actually filmed some cooking segments. So we just ate some lobster. We ate some
They're always eating.
And, yeah. Divers, what do divers want to do after they scuba dive? They want to eat and they want to drink. So we love, doing the food component, doing cooking segments and showing, new ways of cooking lobster tails and grouper. It's just, it makes it fun. We want to make this fun.
Yeah, you're making me hungry because I think the last show that I saw, I might be behind on my viewing, but the last Scuba Nation show I saw, you guys had a thing where you dove and then you hit a couple of local hotspots in Miami.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. We called it Dining and Diving.
That's
and
it.
We hit, the Pride and Joy barbecue joint, which is like an authentic barbecue in Miami. Then we hit like a local joint, and we had wings and some fish tacos. So, yeah, we like putting in the food component in.
Awesome.
Nice. Well,
hey, there you go. Hey, guys.
Yeah,
hey,
what,
guys,
what,
I got
what?
Mitch right next to me. You want to put him on real quick?
Sure. Let's say hi to Mitch. 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 Yeah. Mitch and Mitch, right?
Yeah.
I'm on the air?
Yeah, Mitch. They call you on the air. I don't know. He said this off the air. Bitch and Mitch, does he do that? You do that on the air too, right? Or no?
Yeah.
When you guys are on the...
I really do have the kids watching, so I try to tone it down a little bit.
Just
How's
a tad.
How's everybody doing?
We're great. How are you, my friend?
We are just wrapping up some fantastic cooking segments here at Sundowners.
But
Bob Stokey Sundowner. Well, so I'm fat and happy right now.
Well, that's what it's all about for sure.
But what is there to bitch about?
That's what CJ wanted to know.
No, okay, yeah, let me explain that if you don't mind.
Okay, okay, explain.
It's not that tense. I'm a creature of the 80s, and back during our Valley Day period, it's a bitchin'. So that's really the genesis. That's what that's supposed to mean before the match.
All right, so he's a fan of the Weasel. Okay, I got that.
Yeah, there you go. It just takes me back to my Valley days, I was a surfer dude, man, sort of thing.
So. No, yeah. I'm hip.
How about you can have Bitchin' Mitch and Rad Greg?
Rad Greg? That's the
Greg.
Best.
I like it.
That's the best you got, really? It doesn't even start with a G.
Hoser? Gay? You'd be gay, Greg. How about that? You like that better?
Well, no, but
about,
not that there's anything wrong with that. But
a little variation. How about Gag Me Greg?
Gag Me Greg. Oh, Gag Me with the Spoon.
I like it.
Greg. That's it.
I like it.
That was the other
Put
one.
A pin
gag
in it. We'll come back to it.
Ooh, Gag Me with a Spoon. So, yeah, it's perfect.
I'm not feeling it, guys. Not feeling it at all.
That's what she said.
Just Gag Me, Greg.
Okay,
really
whatever, whatever. Where are you guys off to next, Mitch? You're finishing up in Key Largo, and then you do Ceiba, and then where are you going from there? What can we expect?
We take off to Ceiba for 5 days. I just saw a YouTube video about landing in Ceiba, and I could definitely see why they sell T-shirts at the airport.
Right. Yeah, you're going to enjoy that adventure. For sure.
Yeah.
Assuming you make it. Not to scare you at all.
You're hiked up into the rainforest because the altitude is so high, and after you've been diving, and it's kind of deep diving in Ceiba, you can actually get bent. So hopefully we get the diving done, but I definitely want to venture up into the rainforest.
Yeah.
Fun. Then we got Curacao coming up.
All right. So you're going to Curacao. Yeah, and you guys are doing a little promotion, I think. You can go online or something and join you in Curacao. Is that the deal?
Something yeah, that's
like
right. That's right. The contest. That's exactly right.
So they can get all that information.
I'm going to pass you back off. Let me hand you off to Billy because he knows a little bit more about that. Good talking to you guys. Be good.
All right, Bitchin' Mitchin'.
Later.
You got it. Hey, or Bitchin'. Is it Bitchin' Mitchin'? Bitchin' Mitch.
Yeah, no, it's Bitchin' Mitch. So
okay, sorry.
With a spoon, Greg.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Thank you.
See,
up
guys.
Your hose with a rubber hose. No, sorry. Yeah, I forget all my
hey, guys,
references.
They have me do the heavy lifting.
Yeah. Well, we were saying.
The heavy thinking is my job.
Now, this trip to Curacao.
The heavy thinking.
Yeah, okay. this trip to Curacao, they can go to scubanation.com and enter there or through your Facebook or something.
Go to the Facebook page, go to our Twitter account. At Scuba Nation, the Scuba Nation Facebook page. Hey, chance to two people to come on a, a trip with us at Curacao and be part of the film and be part of the show.
All right.
So
now
all you got to do is vote on a dive site.
Now, this sounds similar to what we've done with Scuba Radio in the past. And when we present it, we're like, yeah, come with us to Curacao, come with us to Sabo, whatever. We give away a trip. And sometimes what we say, you can be a part of the crew, which usually entails those winners schlepping our dive gear for us. So
you know, if that can happen, then that would be a bonus.
All right, so they might end up working. They may end up just being dive buddies of you. It just depends. But they can get all the information at scubanation.com, right?
Thank you, Greg. Yep, yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool. Well, Billy, it's been a pleasure. I'll let you guys get back to your chow.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure. And whenever you want, just give me a buzz. We'll chat.
Absolutely.
And I'll see you at Bugfest at the end of the month.
That's right. Yeah. Bugfest. We will be there. We'll have our mermaids. We'll have Scuba Cowboy. And, of course, the folks from Scuba Nation, they're going to be filming their show. We'll capture all this stuff video as well as audio. So it'll be a fun time. Looking forward to it, buddy.
We'll capture the magic, fellas. We'll capture the magic.
Absolutely.
So I'll see you boys then.
All right, buddy. One Nation Underwater.
Billy C. Underwater. Keep on diving, people.
There you go. Billy C. from Scuba Nation. Good folks. So it's Billy. He doesn't have a nickname. Billy C.
Yeah, that's it.
Billy C. That's it. You know, it's kind of like Greg.
Yeah, well, you're Greg the Dive Master.
Well, that's true. So I don't need any kind of like Bitch and Mitch kind of thing.
I like Bill's idea.
Gag me, Greg.
Not feeling it. Not feeling it at all.
Gag ball, Greg.
Not feeling that one either.
Oh, you'd feel it.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we're going to leave it at that. No more nicknames, no more chatter along that line. I don't need any more. That's enough. Dive Master works, and it's an actual title. It's actually a certification that I have a level higher than.
So you're saying you're better than me?
Well, of course, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's got two levels higher than you.
Actually, three probably, because like you're open water diver, right?
Yeah.
So advanced,
I would
rescue,
probably
dive master, instructor.
Be advanced, I just haven't taken the test. I mean, I've done all the dives.
Yeah, true, but you haven't done it from a paperwork standpoint.
Yeah,
so
the stuff you need to do underwater
not
navigation.
Tying.
Not tying with the cherry stems in your mouth.
I've done the night dive. I have not done the cherry deal.
You haven't done the cherry stems? It's only something we had Bill do.
I think you're making that up.
No, we had Bill do it.
It's like the conch pistol.
Bill actually volunteered to do it. Here, watch this. I can do this.
And, I offered,
maybe if a mermaid did it, I'd be more into
it. I offered to do it in someone else's mouth, but no one's taken me up on that yet.
Huh. That's weird.
Bizarre, huh? All right, so I wanted to get back to some more of this video stuff. You know, I mentioned Hannah Mermaid's video with the sharks in the Bahamas. And, I think it is very artistic looking. If you Google this, Hannah Mermaid, she's dressed up in a bodysuit or like a wetsuit. But it's designed to look like an underwater, nymph or something. Not a mermaid because she's not wearing a tail on this one. She's actually standing on the bottom of the sand. Her breath hold skills are excellent, by the way.
You had me at nympho.
Okay. And she kind of dances around these sharks, so it looks like she's doing like a ballet with the sharks swimming around her. And it's kind of unique, artistic. But
I'm gonna find it right now.
From a conservation standpoint, from a message, I'm not sure that's coming across for me. Does it look cool? Yeah, absolutely. Does it help sharks to make you think that they're not going to eat you? I don't know.
If you're wearing a bodysuit.
If you're looking like a nymph, underwater nymph?
Sure.
Maybe. All right.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
That's our sister ship, the Athena. Went down with 88 souls just last week.
I wonder how that happened.
Hey, come on, Sharky.
Hey, you want a piece of this?
You call yourself the king of the jungle.
The wetsuit's coming.
I am the man in black, but I'm not a fighter. I wear a black wetsuit and look 10 pounds lighter. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready for the first diving show in the world.
Super Radio.
The wetsuit's coming.
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 Super Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, we're going to get back to these videos that have popped up on my radar. Hannah's mermaid shark dance. She's not even a mermaid in this one. She's just an underwater nymph or fairy or something. I don't know. Sea witch.
I kind of like the CJ's thinking on that.
Yeah, well, okay. But it's beautiful, and we'll talk about that. And if you have any suggestions of other videos, feel free to chime in. That are along this line. There's another one from our free diving friends that do with whales, and we're going to get into that in just a bit as well. But before we do that, I got Chris Pipes on from Deepwater Key to give us a little update on some deals that you guys are offering there in the Bahamas. People can go out there, and instead of watching these videos online, they can go see this for themselves. Right, Chris? What do you think?
That's right. That's right, Greg. It sure can. We've got some summer specials going on right now through August 31st. So people can come down, book a nice trip with us to come down to Deepwater Key. Well, we've got a three-night, two-day minimum, and that gives them three nights lodging and two full days of guided scuba diving. Or if they can do diving one day and fishing the next or whatever they might like to do, mix it up. And concludes all the meals and transfers from Freeport. So all you got to do is get down to Freeport, and we'll pick you up there, bring you to the island, and you'll have a fantastic time. So,
got it. And that's the that's the Boards and Boats Summer Special. Am I right? Do I got that name right? Boards and Boats. Yeah.
No, that's a different package we've got right now. The one I just described to you is our Summer Fishing and Diving Special.
Oh, okay. So that's the thing; you can mix it up. You can mix it up with whatever you want to do. You can do the dive package. You can do one where if you want to just go over there and experience and do some snorkeling. You could do some paddle boarding. You could do some fishing. I mean, that's the thing about Deepwater Key. You guys offer all types of water activities, and then the topside attractions and the amenities there at the resort and the cottages and the homes and things that people stay in are just, I mean, they're second to none. This is a totally different experience than anything you probably have tried before. And I would assume you would agree with me on this, Chris. Is that fair to say? What do you think?
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, Greg, that you and I discovered when we were down there on our last trip is that really cool drift, cool drift dive that we have that just an incredible estuary down there. Takes them all the way back to that beautiful deep blue hole.
Right.
And I think about that often, what a really beautiful little afternoon that was.
Yeah, well, you know, Chris, you're not a certified diver, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you enjoyed that tremendously, and because you do, they take you to the top of this cup. What is that cut called again? Do you remember what the name of it is? I want to say it started with a T, but...
Harbor, I think it is.
Well, regardless, they obviously know what it is, Air Deepwater Key, and they can tell you, and they take the folks there. But it's a great place to end up for the, you know, your last dive, or, for instance, if you're flying out that day, you could come do this snorkel down this cut through the island, you know, through the caves there, and end up at this blue hole, and it'll blow your mind. I mean, some of the starfish we saw in, I don't know, what, 5 or 6 feet of water, it was just, they were massive. I've never seen starfish that big, and they had the anemones, they had all kinds of stuff, very, very colorful, especially for the Caribbean, almost matching what you would see in the Pacific as far as color-wise. Very unique thing, and then, like you said, you end up at this blue hole, and if you're, you know, if you can free dive a little bit, you can pop down there and do a little bit of free diving without having to worry about your flight back to the States, and have quite an experience, quite a way to finish up the couple days or a few days of diving there at Deepwater Key. So, I mean, yeah, it's just a phenomenal thing. And that's the point, I guess, I was getting at, from whether it's the boards and boat special or the diving special. You really don't even have to go over there and dive. You could snorkel and still have kind of a diving adventure all to your own, or if you have somebody with you that doesn't dive and you want to do some really good diving, you know, Philip will take you out on the Twin Cats and take you out to one of the dive sites there, like the fish tank or something like that, and you can do that. And if you have someone else that doesn't dive and like Chris and wants to go, you know, float down the cut there, or go snorkel around with the stingrays we had at the beach where we did our lunch dive, they would just have a phenomenal time as well. So it's a little bit of everything for everyone. If you want to go to Deepwater Key, right? That's what you guys are there for.
Yep. That's exactly right, Greg. We'd love to have your listeners come down and check out Deepwater Key. I think they'd have a outstanding experience, and we just would welcome the opportunity.
Yeah, and once again, it's deepwaterkey.com, or C-A-Y, is how we say it in the Bahamas. Key is C-A-Y, believe it or not. So deepwatercay.com. Go there, get all the information, or... I don't know, you got a 1-800 number you can share right now, Chris, or should they just go to the website? Or do you know offhand?
I would recommend just going directly to the website, because right on the home page there, there's a button to select for all the rates and the packages, so they can find out what all is included and what their options are and the pricing and everything. So
right.
Check that out, and then just give us a call or send us an email. We'd be happy to check availability so we can do about having you come down.
Yeah, go to the website, email them, or call them if you have any questions about the rates and the different packages. They're always switching it up a little bit here and there. The food is phenomenal. The topside attractions will blow your mind. The scenery there is unbelievable. It's nothing like anything I've been around the world. Really, really top-notch. And obviously, the diving's awesome, too, and it's like, you know, a 20-minute commercial flight from the coast of Florida, so it's about as close as you can get to the States and still have an out-island experience that is truly unique. So go check it out, deepwaterkey.com, and book a day, and you'll thank me later. Chris, I'll let you get back to your weekend, and I appreciate you checking in, my friend.
Thanks so much, Greg. I'm down here on Sanibel Island this weekend chasing some snook down here, and it looks like the fishing's going to be outstanding, so I'm pretty excited.
All right. Well, enjoy it, and hook him up there. Hook him up. There we go. Chris, he's a fisherman, obviously. That's the other thing. It'd be a Deepwater Key, world-class fishing, too. So if you want to do some fishing mixed up with some diving, paddle boarding, beach combing, they got everything there at Deepwater Key. I'll tell you what, CJ, that place right there, that will blow your mind.
I got to get down there.
Yeah. And the food there, I had a lobster quesadilla from the chef there, the Bahamian chef. Unbelievable. They're actually working, you know, they celebrate Bahamian Independence Day about a week after the 4th of July, you know, because, you know, the Bahamians are on island time.
Right.
So it takes them a little longer to celebrate the 4th. So they're talking about doing a little thing, possibly at Deepwater Key this year. But next year, there is some stuff in the works that the Scuba Nation guys might go over there. We might go over there for Bahamian Independence Day. And they do the whole Junkanoo Band thing. It'll be quite an event. So, of course, we'll share that information with you as soon as it becomes available. We're in the process of working out those details now. But in the meantime, take advantage of that summer special, deepwaterkey.com. and book it. You will love it. I mean, that's the thing. I love places where the people are so friendly, and this is definitely one of those type of locations, and the amenities are second to none. I mean, the diving's great anywhere you go on the planet, and that's where things start to blur together sometimes for me. Sure, you might have a shark dive here, or you might be able to dive with whale sharks there, or mantas here, and great white whites over in Guadalupe or something, but you know, and those kind of have a tendency to stand out. But when it comes to just beautiful reef, easy diving, clear water, what you want to see on every dive, you don't know what to expect, what could cruise through. I mean, there at Deepwater Key, when we were there last time, we swam with schools of eagle rays, spotted eagle rays, which was phenomenal. And actually, it was part of that snorkel. We weren't even diving. So we're in 5 feet of water, and four or five spotted eagle rays swam by in formation. I mean, it was just beautiful.
Bahamian Independence Day is the 10th of July. They've been celebrating it since 1973.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me, or anything that followed. Chased by a police department, led by his ex-girlfriend, and hunted by brain-fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down.
Yes. And do these videos online on YouTube, I mean, do they promote getting down to diving or, you know, Hannah Mermaid? Or, well, you know, I called her a nymph, underwater nymph. Actually, she's trying to be, I think it's even on the video listed as she's a tigress. Is there stripes on her wetsuit?
Like a tiger CJ? Shark woman.
Yeah, because she's swimming around with the tiger sharks in the Bahamas. And
tiger shark lady.
Kind of, you know, she touches one on the nose, kind of like it's like a tiger shark dance, I
tiger
guess.
Shark whisperer.
And you read something that the idea is they're trying to draw attention to what, CJ?
She's
what
protesting the Australian shark cull and global slaughter of sharks worldwide, which I am 1,000% down with.
Okay. But you had
and you are too. I know you are.
Yeah, but you had to read that to get it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it didn't come to me telepathically.
Well, I guess that's my point.
Most of the time, I try to get my
ocean information strictly from scuba radio.
Well, right.
But sometimes something's brought up that I want to look a little further into.
But that's my point. When you watch the video, what do you come away with from it? Now, I mean, sure, if you read that's what she's doing.
I have an answer, which I know you don't want me to say.
It makes me want to dive because I see all
what
those
is
cool
it, Bill?
Sharks.
What do you, if you just watch the video? Yeah, baby.
It makes me want to dive, Greg.
And, Bill, you are correct on that. You really didn't need that. But,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I told you. You were warned.
Yeah. Here, I thought he was going to contribute something constructive, but.
What? Yeah.
I should know by now.
Yes, and we should know that if there's something written in a caption, that's too much reading for Greg.
Well, but that's the point. When you see him on YouTube,
you
don't see those captions.
Something.
You don't see those captions.
Don't you think you want to go and investigate what it's about? When in your brain, when
I
want to
know
hey,
what it's about by watching
that.
It. That's like reading a book as opposed to waiting for the movie. Wow,
you
you're
know that,
so that, 80s.
That certain bank that say, we're the curious bank?
Yes.
That's not Greg.
Not Greg?
No.
No,
but
the
opposite of curious.
Bank.
No, don't get me wrong. Bank. I appreciate the effort, but like I said, I don't know. When I watched the video, I was kind of like, I don't know if this really is setting a good example or showing that she can do this is one thing. And, hey, she has every right to do it, and they should film it and do whatever they want to do, assume the risk. But is that actually showing or giving anybody the idea like, hey, she can do this. Maybe I ought to give it a go, too. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
So maybe they should have put, like, professional tiger lady, don't
maybe,
try
yeah,
this at home.
Exactly. Yeah, put it a little disclaimer. We're crazy, so don't do this.
I thought it was really cool.
No, it is. Like I said, from an artistic standpoint, I get it. I don't know if I get the message. Now, here's another video that I want to get into before we finish up today's show. There's another one out there online that entails three free divers from our friends at Free Diving International, Kurt Crack and the gang, and I think Kurt's girlfriend or wife is in this. It's his wife, I'm pretty sure. And it's kind of like a dream sequence. It's filmed very well with GoPro cameras. And as a matter of fact, it kind of looks like an ad for GoPro. But they show them free diving, these three girls in bikinis free diving with humpback whales. And they get pretty close to them. And it's pretty remarkable stuff. It's filmed extremely well, kind of like a dream sequence. But I kind of watched that with the same thing. Like, okay, what is the point? Unless it was just an ad for GoPro, which it could have been. But is it setting a bad example? Like, hey, you should, if you see these humpback whales, should you free dive or can you free dive down there by them without having any issues? First of all, it's highly illegal. You can't do that without a permit, definitely in U.S. waters.
And it has to be hump day.
True. They are humpback whales, so you got to be careful with that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I mean, I just wonder if it's encouraging people that, like, hey, they're humpback. Oh, okay, I could snorkel down with them. And
I agree opening yourself with that young whippersnapper, Greg Holt. He's absolutely right. When you see things in videos, people immediately think they can go out and do them. And I'm standing here. Wait a second. I got to pull my Sans about slacks here. Hold on. I got to pull up my slacks. But you're absolutely right. The problem there is that those kids and doing those things, and I don't understand it, and why do they keep doing it? And get off of my lawn!
I hate him. No, I mean, I just don't know if that is setting a bad example from the standpoint that, I mean, humpback whales, I mean, they do see it. They're gentle giants.
Well,
But you know, there's this element there's this theory of thought that you want to stay away from the whales especially as well because you could end up creating problems for them or it encourages more people to try to get closer to them, which creates more problems. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not necessarily against it. I just don't understand what is the purpose of it other than from if you're doing this from an artistic visual standpoint, and that's it. More power to you. If you're trying to make a message with this, you know, what is the message? What is the conservation message, if there is one?
Save the whales.
I don't know if that, I guess.
Oh, that was rhetorical.
Or just
I'm
that
sorry.
They're so beautiful or something. I don't know. I mean, I just say, why, you know, do the, why risk
don't
that?
Judge creatures that may have barnacles on them.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Barnacles are beautiful.
But don't get me wrong. I thought that both videos are very, very well done. And I guess, why? Why do you put it out? What is the point?
Okay, you're saying people shouldn't swim with tiger sharks?
Well, no, I love doing those shark dives. I love doing the dives. I just, and that's
you've
looking
seen the
at
movie
that. I'm
Ghost
like,
Rider, right? You don't want to set your head on fire and ride a motorcycle.
I would like to do this. Yes, that's on my bucket list.
Uh-huh.
It's the last thing on my list, actually.
That should be the last
to
thing.
Set myself on fire with a chain on a motorcycle. So there you go. Maybe someday.
Hoping sooner rather than later.
Okay,
my
well,
fingers
thanks.
Crossed.
Thanks there, Bill.
Here's some gasoline and a match.
It's the support of my crew that makes this show so successful and as crappy as it is sometimes. But anyway, we'll leave it at that. Till next time, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good down, everybody.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.